Mr. Chairman and the Credentials Committee, my name is Mrs. Fannie Lou Hamer, and I live at 626 East Lafayette Street, Ruleville, Mississippi, Sunflower County, the home of Senator James O. Eastland and Senator Stennis. It was the 31st of August in 1962 that 18 of us traveled 26 miles to the county courthouse in Indianola to try to register to vote to become first-class citizens. The plantation owner came and said, "Fannie Lou, if you don't go down and withdraw your registration, you will have to leave because we are not ready for that in Mississippi." And I addressed him and told him, I said, "I didn't go down there to register for you. I went down to register for myself." I had to leave that same night. And in June the 9th, 1963, I had attended a voter registration workshop, was returning back to Mississippi. 10 of us was traveling by Continental Trailway bus. When we got to Winona, Mississippi, there was a state highway patrolman and a chief of police ordered us out. When they found out who I was, they said, "You nigga bitch, we gonna make you wish you were dead." They made me lay on my face and they ordered two Negro prisoners to beat me with a blackjack. That was unbearable. The first prisoner beat me until he was exhausted, and then the second Negro began to beat me. They beat me until I was hard, until I couldn't bend my fingers or get up when they told me to. All of this on account that we wanted to register to vote to become first-class citizens. And if the Freedom Democratic Party is not seated now, I question America. Is this America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, where we have to sleep with our telephones off the hooks because our lives be threatened daily because we want to live as decent human beings in America? I thank you.
In the struggle for racial equality, not all black people accepted Martin Luther King's message of love and nonviolence. Soon after the 1963 March on Washington, in which King spoke of his dream, four black girls were killed in the bombing of a Birmingham church. For Malcolm X, who grew up in a northern ghetto, spent time in prison, became Muslim, this pointed up the limitations of the civil rights movement. That fall, he addressed a meeting in Detroit. 2 years later, he would be assassinated.